thinking about buying or selling a home, or just want to know what to do with one of your biggest investments? Then come hang out with us for a little while. Hi, I'm Kirk Duckwall, and welcome to the Twin Cities Real Estate Show, sponsored by Bricks Real Estate, Network Title, Eric Bloomstrand and Chad Preby with Bell Bank Mortgage, Structure Tech Home Inspection, James Tolson with Country Financial, and Cregan's Construction, along with Gray Duck Staging and Design. You can check us out online anytime at TwinCitiesRealEstateShow.com. There you'll find all sorts of great information, our past shows, as well as our free publications, the Smart Home Buyer and the Smart Seller books, as well as the Bricks Report. If you have any questions for us, you can give us a call at 651-303-0019. Again, 651-303-0019. Happy to help answer any of your real estate questions or assist with your real estate needs today. Ruben, you got excited when I mentioned Structure Tech Home Inspections there.
Yay!
Yes. Yeah, so we have Ruben Saltzman with Structure Tech Home Inspections. Thank you so much for coming in. This is one of my favorite things to talk about.
Oh, man. Thanks for having me out. So it's been too long.
It has. Well, I mean, a year was kind of just taken away
from this.
So, no, we're looking forward to having you on regularly to talk about, you know, all the things.
Oh, that, we've got so much to talk about,
yes.
Kirk.
Yes. Well, one of the things I get asked is, you know, don't you get bored, you know, going out and just looking at homes? I go, no, it's always different. There's always something different.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
It's fun.
Yeah.
You know, and we got some great pictures we're going to go through today as to some of the issues that come up in home inspections, as well as, you know, some maybe non-issues that show up. So,
yeah.
And you know, we were talking about before the show, people will freak out about, but they're easily correctable. Just give us a little intro to yourself and how you got into home inspections and then the company and the history as well.
Sure. So, Ruben Saltzman, I am a second generation home inspector. I got into this in 97 when my dad bought Structure Tech. And he had been a home inspector, a one-man shop for a while. He bought Structure Tech in 97. I started with him then, doing the phones, doing that kind of thing. And eventually we were partners. We have grown the business quite a bit since then. I mean, back in the day, back then, it was me, him, and one other guy. Yeah. And now we got a big team behind us. And I bought my dad out since. So now I'm the owner, but he's still on board. And one of the past owners, Rick, does a lot of the radon testing for us.
Okay.
So we like keeping people around here.
Yeah, yeah. I've been working now for a few years with Corey over at Structure
Tech.
Corey
is fantastic,
yes,
isn't he?
Yes. Well, and I know his dad. That's how I got to meet him. Yeah, yeah. He met him years and years ago. Dad helped with a painting job on the house. So.
Small world. I don't even know his dad.
Okay.
No fair.
So, how many, little history you gave since 97, how many inspectors are you up to now?
I think we're at about 20 now. We got two people who are just about finished with training. Those will be numbers 19 and 20.
And nice. Mention a little bit about training, because I think, you know, especially these days, you see a lot of agents that are bypassing on the inspection. Oh, you can just waive the inspection. That'll help you get the house.
Oh, my goodness.
And again, I mean, in the introduction to the show, I'd say, you know, talking about one of your biggest investments, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is not a small purchase for anybody.
No.
Right? And, oh, don't worry about it. We'll just waive the inspection. I mean, that's pretty, in my mind, not smart.
Exactly. I am a really handy homeowner, but I wouldn't dream of buying any house, new, used, remodeled, whatever. I wouldn't dream of it without having a home inspection.
Right.
So I don't understand the logic there. I guess you gotta just be so bent on getting a house, come hell or high water, that you don't care. But I've never been in that position before.
Danny with our company said one time, it's like, well, if you're going to waive home inspection, just have $25,000 kind of at a minimum on the side ready to go,
yes.
You know, in case an electrical, big electrical issue comes up or it needs a new roof or it needs, right?
That's good advice.
Be prepared.
25. At a minimum. I like how he phrased that. Yes.
So, I mean, and this is why, you know, be patient. I mean, we can already see the market changing And the amount of people that were waiving has dropped by 20% so far. I mean, it was upwards of 50%, maybe even a little bit more. Now it's down around 30%.
Wow. 50%.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
I know. It's crazy.
Yeah.
But, you know, and I mean, I've struggled through with some buyers just saying, be patient. This is going to pass. And it is. It is passing, you know.
Yep.
And now they're being that smart home buyer.
Yep.
You know, so yeah, training. What kind of training does, you know, your home inspectors go through?
We've revamped our training process a lot in the last year or two. It used to be that they would just come around with us and it wouldn't be quite so formal, and they'd spend somewhere between about 4 to 8 months learning the whole process. But we've become much more intentional about it, where we took somebody off of the home inspection rotation and they are in a training only position, developing curriculum, being much more intentional about getting people trained to do this. So it's now a full-time position with us, and we're able to get people through that training process now in closer to about 4 months consistently.
Well, yeah. And I'm, you know, assuming that when they're just out and about following, shadowing, you're not going to run across every issue necessarily.
That's
and,
right.
And when you have that, you know, in-depth training program, you can make sure that you hit on some of those critical items.
Yeah. They see a lot more houses this way.
Yeah. And, you know, talking about that importance of a home inspection, I know in the class that I teach, we talk about who is a home inspector, and I drill through. It's not your mom or dad who's bought 3 or 4 homes, right? It's not your brother who has an investment property. It's not your friend who's an engineer. And, you know, I will usually ask if somebody says, "Well, I'm going to have such and such." I go, "Are they going to crawl around up in the attic? Are they going to go running through a crawl space? Are they going to check every outlet? Are they going to do that?" No, well, no, probably not. Exactly. This is why you need a real home inspector. I mean, you were saying what? Your typical home inspector does how many in a year?
Somewhere around 300 to 400,
yeah,
typically.
300 to 400 houses that they're breaking down. They're going to find those serious issues.
Yep.
And sometimes people don't know what a serious issue may be. I mean, I know Corey ended up hitting on a stucco issue that, I mean, there was maybe a hint of a stain. And he just locked right onto that. And yeah, it was about a $7,000 repair that was there.
Oh, you got off lucky on it.
Yeah, I know.
For only $7,000. Wow.
Yeah. Well, and I know we don't have any pictures of it, but I want to touch on that stucco. I know you said you just taught a class on that last night, right?
Yeah, yeah. This is a class to home inspectors in Minnesota. We were talking about that.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's stucco homes built basically late 80s up through today. Mm-hmm. And when I say stucco, think of stone veneer too.
Right.
Essentially,
yep,
it's the same thing. It behaves the same way. It performs the same way. It's the same product. These products have had a lot of problems. And a lot of people want to blame one thing. Like, hey, it's because we changed the way they're flashed, or we changed the stucco formulation, or we used vapor barriers. And they
see, that's what I've always heard.
Things.
So when you told me, I mean, I knew about the water intrusion where, you know, maybe it's touching around the windows or doors or something like that.
Yeah.
But, you know, I didn't realize that the formulation even had something to do with it.
Yeah, it's probably about 6 to 8 things that all changed within a very short period of time. And normally when you change one way that houses are built, you can kind of adjust everything else and give it time and make it work. But with stucco, we changed so many things at the same time. That's what led to big failures. And it wasn't just Woodbury. It wasn't just Minnesota.
Right.
This was all over the country this
right.
was happening.
Well, Ben, you said, what did you call it?
The perfect storm of different elements coming together to, and then a lot of times you'll see on those 80s newer properties that have the stucco, you'll see the reports that they have done the testing.
Yes.
To reassure buyers coming in to say, hey, no,
well,
this has been tested.
Yes.
And I think, was it Carly mentioned, like, what is the issue? Like, what the problem that water can cause?
Yeah, yeah, it's rotting of your walls.
Yeah.
It's water gets behind that stucco, it reaches the sheathing and the studs, and it rots them out. I mean,
mm-hmm. And you can't even
see it.
That's
the big thing, and that's really besides mold.
Yeah.
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 So, yeah, I mean, and I didn't even realize that it was something that's still going on today. You know,
yeah.
I thought this was something that, like, you know, late 80s into the early 2000s, and that was it.
And those houses are still out there, and mm-hmm. people still aren't aware of them. People say so often, well, I took a look at the house, and the stucco all looks like it's in really good
right.
shape. Stucco will always look like it's in really good shape. Stucco never rots. You can never see damage behind stucco. Every once in a while, you'll see some brown stains coming out of your windows, but that's the exception.
Right, right.
All the rest of the time, there is no visual evidence of any of this.
Right. Mm. And you know, goes back, is that friend that's assisting you with your home inspection going to find that kind of stuff? And the answer is no, right?
And even if you call out a stucco specialist, we do a lot of work for stucco remediation mm-hmm. contractors who repair the stuff. And when they're called out to inspect it, they just say, look, I can't inspect it. There's nothing special I can do. You need right. to call a company like Structure Tech who can do intrusive moisture testing. Mm-hmm. Call them first. And then if there's a problem, then you come back to me and I'll give you a bid on fixing it.
Yeah.
But I can't inspect it. There's yeah. no magic tool that I have.
Yeah, that report was, I mean, when I saw it, it was awesome. You know, when it came through and it, you know,
thank you.
You know, it was amazing that you guys caught that because, you know, it helped my client get that dealt with. So, I can't stress enough on the not waiving the inspection. And when we get into the next segment, we're going to go through it probably a real fast pace, but go through quite a few issues that you brought along that we call the life safety items. And that's, you know, one of the things that I talk about in the classes that I teach is, you know, you're buying a used house. There are going to be things. Every home has a laundry list of stuff that's going to show up, but not every one of these items is absolutely critical. Right?
Yes, that's right.
And so, you know, I say what we want to look for is those life safety items or things that are not common for a home of that age.
Mm-hmm.
So when we get back from break, we'll get into all those items and then some ones that aren't so critical that people may think are.
Don't fall for the billboards or the clickbait. There is no such thing as today's rate. Mortgages and mortgage rates are individual to you. Chad Priebe and Eric Bloomstrand with Bell Bank Mortgage are here to show you the formula to get your best rate. Once you know this formula, you can mortgage shop with confidence. Find us online at chadpriebe.com. That is chadpriebe.com. NMLS 1462493, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Not every title company is the same. There are many people involved with each real estate transaction, and all of them need to be in the loop or a closing may get delayed. This is why the people at Network Title strive to provide swift scheduling and communication between the buyers, sellers, agents, and lenders. We know moving can be stressful, however, your closing does not need to be. Check us out online at network-title.com.
Hi, I'm Ruben with Structure Tech Home Inspections. Everyone knows you should have a home inspection before you buy a home, but we've heard of home buyers being encouraged to skip the home inspection in this crazy market to make their purchase offer more attractive. Now they're facing tens of thousands of dollars in unexpected repairs. I'm telling you now, don't skip the home inspection. Here at Structure Tech, we can get your home inspected quickly, and we offer a full line of services. Visit us online at structuretech.com to learn more.
Hi, I'm Kirk Duckwall with Bricks Real Estate and the Twin Cities Real Estate Show. Buying or selling a home is one of the biggest financial transactions people make. Before you make your next move, download our free Smart Home Buyer or Smart Seller guides to give you the edge in our real estate market. From deal hunting to knowing the right repairs for maximizing value, these free guides have it all. Check them out and more at BricksTwinCities.com under publications.
Hi, I'm Becca, owner of Grey Duck Staging. With today's home buyers beginning their journey exclusively online, the look and feel of your home matters more than ever. Whether it's a simple in-home consultation, a refresh using your current furniture, or a whole home staging, our goal is always the same: showing your home in the best light and helping you achieve the highest sales price possible. To learn more, visit us at greyduckstaging.com or check us out on Instagram at Grey Duck Staging.
My name is James Tobson with Country Financial. Anyone can sell you insurance, however, is it going to be the insurance you need? When life pops up with its surprises, you want the right coverage. When it comes time to find or renew your policy, give me a call. I would love to review your existing policy and show you what I can do for you. You can email me at james.tobson@countryfinancial.com, or give me a call at 651-365-3408.
Back to the Twin Cities Real Estate Show. If you haven't had the opportunity yet, check us out online at twincitiesrealestateshow.com. Lots of great information there. You can see our past shows, our weekly market updates that we put out. If you like diving into the data of the Twin Cities market, we got that there, as well as our free publications, the Smart Home Buyer and Smart Seller books. You can grab those and download them there if you're thinking about making a move. Yes, so we have Ruben from Structure Tech in studio with us today, and Ben Greilanger with the House Geeks team, Bricks Real Estate. Sorry, I didn't get you on the intro on the last section. You know, I realized it about halfway through.
Inspections are exciting.
I know, they are. we got so much to cover today. I know we're not going to make it through all of it. But so we talked about in the last segment the importance of getting a home inspection. And I want to touch on, you know, some of these issues that come up and you know, nobody might ever see, and the, you know, serious safety effects that it could have. So this first one I know real well. Let's pull it up, and that's the Federal Pacific panel.
Oh, you do know it well.
Yeah. Yes.
Kudos.
I had one in my house. but I also knew that it would be flagged, you know, in a home inspection.
Yep.
I didn't realize until just now the likelihood of failure on these panels if there was a overload. You were saying it's
off the charts. Yeah, the Consumer Product Safety Commission has tested these and found that about 1 out of 3 circuit breakers will fail to trip under overload conditions. So at this panel, I didn't count how many we got, but let's say there's 21 of them in there. 7 of them will not trip when it's overloaded. And dear circuit breaker, this is your only job.
Yeah.
Trip when you're overloaded. That's why you're there. Yeah.
Right. So, I mean, it is a very serious safety issue and, you know, should be addressed if you come across one of these.
And,
you know,
and the fix is have an electrician come out and replace the panel.
The next one, I love this one because I come across, you know, people, correct me if I'm wrong, but, you know, I'll go into, you know, maybe like an estate sale house or whatever, and they'll be like, oh, it smells like grandma's house. It's like, no, that smells like backdrafting CO gas because grandma didn't realize there was a squirrel's nest in the flue.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But it is a serious issue. This one, I know it took me a second to see, but you know, the heat, it's melting, where the pipes are coming in and obviously putting out that's the CO gas back into the house.
Yeah. Yeah. That's exactly it. Where you see that melted blue and the melted red plastic, that's a clear indication that the water heater has or does backdraft.
Yep.
Very serious safety issue here.
Yeah, and usually the correction isn't that difficult. You know, if it, you know, might be the pitch of the pipe, or it's just, you know, like I mentioned,
the length of the pipe,
rodent that got in there.
It could be that. You might need some fresh air coming in. We may have a photo discussing fresh air, but it's important to have air coming in to replace the air that's leaving.
Yeah.
Keep the balance.
Yep. Yeah, a lot of people will ask, well, when we pull up that picture, you know, what is that tube when you go out
to houses? We are going to educate people today.
Yeah. The next one, just smoke detector. And this is something I come across all the time. Yeah. But you got to replace these things.
Yeah, everybody knows this. You know you need smoke alarms, but it's the extra slap from the home inspector saying, now do it.
Yeah.
And when they turn yellow like this one, it's way overdue for replacement. So smoke alarms are good for 10 years tops. So replace the batteries, replace them at least once every 10 years.
Yeah. And they have those nice ones now with the 10-year battery in them. So it's like you set it, it charges it up, and once it starts chirping in 10 years, then you replace it. It's,
Exactly.
It makes it pretty foolproof.
Yeah. Is there a particular like type of smoke alarm that you like?
Photoelectric all the way. If you're buying a smoke alarm, make sure it is the photoelectric type. Everywhere you go to buy smoke alarms is going to sell two types. It's ionization or photoelectric. Stay away from the ionization one.
Well, it's just a couple bucks more, too, for the photoelectric,
right? Yeah, it's hardly anything.
No, I ended up putting those across my whole house.
And if we had an extra 90 minutes, I'd tell you why. You'll just have to take my word for it.
All right. The next one is one I come across a lot. and the, you know, which is an old furnace. Now, granted, this one's really, really old.
That's a
dinosaur. Right, that is a dinosaur. But sometimes old doesn't mean broken. And that's right. So common with houses that you'll go in, well, the AC's old or the furnace is old. Well, you're not going to go out and buy a 1968 Mustang and be like, oh, the engine's old, replace it.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
Now, if the cylinders aren't firing correctly, that you might have to do something, right?
Yep.
But just because something's old doesn't mean it doesn't work. What you really are evaluating, I think the next picture shows well, right? Which is, yeah, I mean, explain.
Is it safe? Has it been maintained?
Yeah.
And this one, yeah, I don't think you need to be a home inspector to take a look at the inside of this furnace and know that, no, this has not been maintained.
Yeah.
You also do like combustion testing.
We certainly do.
To kind of see how clean it, you know, how well it's burning.
Make sure it's not creating too much carbon monoxide. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah, those can be really that how it's producing.
Right. And I mean, the main thing, the cracks in the heat exchangers, you know, that's again, another CO related issue.
It is.
That, you know, so I typically recommend, you know, making sure that the furnace is kind of, you know, safety checked. You know, like you say, going through making sure that they're testing the combustions and everything's burning correctly, running the way it should, not getting the gases coming out of the.
That's pretty important,
right?
Yeah,
and change your filter on your furnace.
Amen. Thank you, Ben. Yes,
it's so easy.
Yes,
it's so easy, and it's so important. You don't destroy your furnace. Yeah. This is not about having clean air. It's about saving the life of your furnace.
Yeah. The number of homes that I've gone into, and you see it just pushed in.
Caked with pet hair.
And they wonder why they're getting no air.
I got to make a top 10 blog of the worst furnace filters we've ever found. Sounds like a great idea.
That would be good. Do you, it's kind of on topic, but the red flags, home inspection red flags. You remember you used to have something on your website.
Yeah.
On there.
Yeah.
Do you still have that?
We do. I've written so many blog posts on that. Mm-hmm.
That was pretty cool. I love that, going through that.
There's a gazillion of them. Yeah.
And throw it out. Your website. Where
StructureTech.com. Right at the top of the page, you can click on blog. And I've been blogging once a week for about the last 12 years now. Cool. So just about any topic you can think of, pretty sure I've written on it.
Yeah, it's a great resource to you to tap into. To like, how best do I explain this to a client or something like that? And so, yeah, it's nice.
That's
to look
goal.
Up those
Thank
things,
you.
Yeah.
All right, we're gonna fly through these last few ones. And this is a great one where knob and tube in the attic, right? This is that one where, is your dad who bought a few homes going to jump up in the attic and find this, you know?
Probably not.
No. Yeah. But, I mean, those are, like you said, live wires.
Those are live wires. You touch that, you will get shocked. That is a fire hazard. And the stuff runs all over the house.
Yep. And it's super common around the Minneapolis-St. Paul area.
Tons
older
of houses
neighborhoods.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, I mean, you want to make sure that these kind of issues are being looked for, right? And that's again goes back to that importance. All right. It took me a second, but you were saying, I just thought maybe it was a flashing thing or the joist hangers were too small. But you were saying with this one,
there's no fasteners to attach the deck to the house. They've got nails, and nails will kind of hold up the ledger board while you're building the deck. But you need big lag screws or lag bolts or special fasteners for a deck ledger board. There's nothing properly holding this deck to the house. And that's the number one cause of deck collapses is detaching from the house. Yeah. So this is a serious safety issue.
Yeah.
You get enough weight on there, and it just can start pulling away from the house.
That's right.
Nothing really anchoring it. That's kind of scary.
Yep.
All right, Carly. Okay. This one, I didn't even catch it, and then you told me.
Yeah,
what's
the fume cap for this furnace has fallen down, and it's blocking the opening. This is a very serious safety issue. This is where you're going to get exhaust gases, carbon monoxide pumping back into the house. Yeah. This is where families can die in their house.
Right.
This is a serious issue.
Well, and CO, I mean, that's such a, we talked about it with the water heater. I think, does the next one have it as well? I mean, this is where your fresh air intake is, right? If you're not getting fresh air in, and then you have something like that happen.
Yeah.
Right.
If you got this elephant trunk dropping down in your basement, don't put clothes in there. Don't block it off. It's air that needs to come into your house.
Right.
Even though it might be cold in the winter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, suck it up. It's okay.
It's the fresh air intake, right?
That's right.
You know, you're burning air, or you know, you're using up that oxygen with your, you know, your heating system. You need to be bringing fresh air in, right?
You got it.
I've kind of turned these into like a a cooler in the basement. So in the winter, I'll keep some drinks right near there to keep them cool.
Oh, man, double I like down. That, yeah. I love it.
There you go. All right. Well, yes, the chimney. And you said somebody even looked at this like a fireplace inspector, but they looked from the bottom up and didn't see
that. That's exactly yeah. right. Now, this is a shot from the top down.
Yeah.
And you look at those clay tiles, and about halfway down the chimney, the clay tiles disappear. And this is a situation where if you have a big, rip-roaring wood fire in this fireplace, it could turn into a chimney fire. This is not safe for use. All this is safe for is burning candles in the opening. That's it.
We have so much to still go over today. We're not going to get through it all. So I know we're going to have you back on here.
Let's do it.
In you know, maybe a few weeks would be great. To go over, you know, some of the stuff that maybe isn't, I know the one that I definitely want to touch on is two-prong outlets,
oh,
right?
Sure.
That's super common around here as well, but is that a big safety issue?
It's not a big safety issue.
Right.
I'm sorry. No, it's pretty minor. It's very standard on old houses.
Yeah. Yeah. And most everything, and what I tell my clients is that, you know, most everything we use outside of computers and like a microwave and a receiver for a radio are on two-prong outlets, you know? And so where it does become a problem, though, is that handyman who's like, oh, I want a three-prong outlet, and they pull it off, put in the three-prong, but don't actually have the grounding wire.
Yep.
You know, right?
Yep.
It's a you know, false sense of security.
I've got a $12 fix for that situation, too. We'll tease it. We'll talk about it next time, maybe.
There you go. I want to know that fix. I think I might know what it is. Like, again, you know, if somebody wants to reach out, where can they find you? You said online at structuretech.com, right?
Structuretech.com. You got it.
All right. And then do you have a phone number to pitch? I know most people just go to StructureTech probably.
Yeah, 952-915-6466.
I mean, we are on radio too, so you got to throw that out there. Well, thank you so much again, and thank you, Ben, for coming in as well. And look very much forward to going through some more fun pictures next time.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.